Okay, this is Finance and Administration. All the members are here. We've had a request to move I to the top of the agenda. So with that, Ferndale High School Old Main discussion.
So good morning, everyone. Yori Burnett, City Administrator. Last week, Council gave us permission to move forward in studying the possibility of reusing Old Main at Ferndale High School for our city facilities. This building, City Hall, Council Chambers, Court, and various other things. I think that Council used the verb intrigued a couple of times as far as moving forward. So staff has moved forward. We met with the architect, Terry Brown, who's been working with the school district last Friday. We also were able to get a tour of the facility last Friday. It was a short tour. It was, surface level. We didn't get, inside the walls or anything like that. But everything thus far has been overwhelmingly positive, I think. Where staff is very encouraged that this is a building that can be saved and is worth saving. But knowing, and here's really what the question for council is, two questions, obviously. Are you still intrigued? Is one of them, where you can kill this at any moment. But two, the next step, if you are still intrigued, we cannot give you a recommendation to go one way or another without getting more in depth into our analysis. We don't think it's appropriate for us to rely on the studies that the school did for school uses, where we would be examining it for most likely less intensive uses for our own purposes. So what we would be requesting is to be able to go out probably through our small works roster or similar and hire a third party consultant or team of consultants with expertise, structural engineering, HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, that sort of thing, and architectural, to be able to come back to you and say, yes, this is a building that can be saved at perhaps this cost level, or no, this is not a building that can be saved for our uses, and to move on from there. So that's going to be a major decision point. We felt that since this story broke before we had been able to do, our assessment, that it was completely fair to open it up for as many questions as we can answer. We can't answer all of them. We've invited Faith, obviously, from our court. We talked to Judge Kamen as well, because there were some questions on social media in terms of security and court high school proximity. So kind of wanted to turn it over to council to ask questions, give us your thoughts. Obviously, we have Kyle here too, Chief as well. All the departments are represented.
I'm kind of intrigued that something we discussed in executive session is now out of executive session.
And that was nobody from?
Nope. School district released it.
No. I'm talking about right now.
Oh.
Just because they did it, why are we talking about something that was in exec session?
I believe council requested that this be put on the agenda for today.
I think I could answer it, but I think we should go into executive answer the question, because there's a component to this that I think is valid for executive session, but I'm not prepared, which has not been out there.
Actually, that was my question. I actually asked to talk about it publicly because it came up in conversation. Suddenly I'm being asked about it, but I couldn't talk about it because everything had happened in executive session. So I kind of felt like whether we were ready to talk about it in a public forum, it's already a public discussion. So I know we don't like to talk about, we don't generally talk about real estate and purchasing real estate publicly, because I mean the law allows us to talk about it privately because it could affect the price. And so, but I feel like I can't talk to my constituents about it because the only conversation we've had is in executive session. So people would ask me and I'd say I can't talk about it, which just sounded even weirder. which would make them even more nervous, like, what are y'all doing? And I tried to explain executive session and it just went downhill from there.
Well, it's in open session now.
That's kind of how I feel. It's like we can't talk about what we talked about in executive session, but we've introduced the topic here, and so I don't know what to do, frankly, because I wasn't, because, you know, this is 3 years from now. I mean, Wendy and I took a tour of Anacortes' new high school, and based on their architect and where we are, it's going to be like 4 years before our new high school opens. So, I mean, these are really just like, gee, what if we did that kind of a conversation? And I'm like, well, and it's out there like on the internet now, like they're getting ready to do it right now, and we're not. So I don't know what you need from us for something that might happen 4 years from now.
Well, a G, how would that look or whatever? That's not executive session.
No, but the divulging of counsel told us they're intrigued was.
Oh.
So that we really, and I'm not down, you know,
this
I don't do
weird
that
situation.
To you. I just don't know how we get around. Can you take something out of executive session now that they spilled the beans? How does that work? I've never run into that.
I just assume that it, now that it's been discussed publicly, that I'm no longer bound by the vast majority of the executive session.
Well, what says that?
You're right. I'm making an assumption.
Actually, you are still bound.
I think I can make it clear why you guys went in executive session, and I'd like to do that, but I'm wondering if we, I think we can go into executive session now to do that. I really don't, it's all staff, so can, is that something we can do without publicly announced? For 3 minutes? I think it will leave everybody's concerns.
I don't have their, can you read
that.
The statement?
Pardon?
We're about to go into executive
RCW
session.
We're going to go into executive session dealing with
but
real estate.
Can you discuss now in executive session what we discussed then, even though some people were not present at that
yes,
point?
Yes, we can, because
yeah,
the mayor can invite anybody into that executive session.
Well, that kind of does away with the you can't talk about executive session stuff with anybody that wasn't in that session.
So the mayor is requesting that we go into executive session.
Hold on, I'm trying to find
5 minutes. And I think that will get us there and help us to understand.
Yeah, it's 1110B.
That's what I thought. It's B, right?
Yeah, okay. It's B.
Okay, so at 10:08. We're going into executive session pursuant to RCW 4230110 subsection B to discuss potential acquisition of real estate.
And would the action be taken or not? Are we expecting any action to be taken?
Action may be taken after, what do you want, 5 minutes for executive?
No action will be taken.
Okay, 5 minutes?
3 minutes.
Just say five.
3 minutes. The session will last approximately 3 minutes and no action will be taken after the session.